And we're back on the KYMN Morning Show. Once again, we do have a special guest in our studios. We're going to say good morning to Craig Swenson from 50 North. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Most definitely. Thank you for having me.
All right. All the pleasantries are out of the way. Let's get down to business. We have Craig in each month to talk about what's happening at 50 North. What are you featuring this month?
Well, this month, as we always do every month, we always have a wonderful artist, a local artist, that actually fills our hallways up with their beautiful artwork. And right now, currently, we have Bob Nivel, an oil painter here from Northfield, and actually a retired University of Minnesota professor of plant pathology, has this wonderful artwork up of rural America, all the different things in the rural America, barns, there's a sailboat out there, there's actually just birch trees, it's just beautiful artwork that he has, and the detail that he has put into all his artwork is just amazing. We've got it lined up all the way down our hallway. We've got a few of them out in our main lobby area also, so come on through to 50 North, check it out. We've got it going from now all the way to February 11th, and then we've also got an artist reception for Bob, where you can actually meet the artist, hear him talk about a few of his artworks. That is actually on February 8th, Tuesday, from 4 o'clock in the afternoon all the way to 5 to 6 o'clock in the evening for it.
All right.
So it's kind of a meet and greet with the artists, and it's really nice to kind of hear what inspired them to do the different artwork.
Yeah, it's, you know, and I really salute the 50 North for doing that. You know, you have a different artist every month, and the talent we have in the community and the surrounding areas is, wow. I don't know a lot of other small towns, but towns the size of Northfield, I don't think there's too many that have the talent that we do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's just amazing that wide spectrum of media that we've got out there, which is just wonderful. I mean, we might have oil painting this week, and might have costume outfits the next week. It's just wonderful of all the things that are out there.
Well, someday, have you had your wood burning displayed yet?
I have. I did that a few years ago. Do it again.
All right.
We'll see.
Can't wait. Once again, Craig Swenson from 50 North is with us. What else is happening this month?
We also have, due to February being the heart healthy month and having Valentine's Day on the 14th, on the 9th of this month, which is a Wednesday from 9 to 11 o'clock, we've got Cardiovascular Disease 101. It is the number one disease that individuals over the age of 50 kind of have to be a little bit more worried about. And Marcy Kramer, a doctor of physical therapy, is going to be coming in and talking about all the various different cardiovascular diseases that are out there and what we can do to help prevent that, especially now. And, you know, help things, even if we've been diagnosed with a cardiovascular disease, what are the things that we can do for treatment during that time frame? So it's going into depth of the pathology of the disease itself, and then going into a little bit more of the ways to prevent it and the ways to keep everything at bay.
Mm. All right. And that's coming up Wednesday, you said?
That's coming up Wednesday from 9 to 11:30. If individuals are interested, you know, any of our classes, you don't have to be a member. If you're a non-member, it's only $27. For members, it's $21.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So,
all right. We're talking about what's happening at 50 North this month. And, of course, you got a lot of other things going on, too. Let's mention some of them.
We do. We do also have another local individual, Paul Klug, actually has recently wrote a book, Weeds of War. And he'll be talking about his book at 50 North on February 12th, 10:30 to 11:30. That's actually a Saturday. It's free to everybody. You can purchase the book when you come to 50 North. You're more than welcome to purchase the book, or you can go on Amazon. It is available on Amazon to purchase the book. The book is actually a historical novel that Paul, a Vietnam veteran, wrote, and it's talking about the American view of our troops in that time frame. Paul brings a truth and a genuineness not seen in the typical shoot 'em up variety of war stories. He's telling in the Weeds of War, he's telling it from the French and Indochina war part, and kind of talking about how that interlude into the Vietnam War and how that all came about to bring on the Vietnam War. And so it's going to be a very intricate book and a very wonderful talk with Paul. I mean, Paul is a very neat guy to talk to.
And that's a fascinating story, too. You know, it evolves, it begins well before really our U.S. involvement. You know, we think of that in the late 60s and into the 70s, but it started well before then.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Once again, 50 North, Craig Swenson is with us. We're talking about some of the events that are coming up. You've got a few more?
We do. We actually have another great local artist here in Northfield. Jerry Thielen will be doing a fused glass skewers and stirs. That will be February 24th, which is a Thursday, from 10:30 to 12. The nice thing about this one is you don't have to be in person. You could if you want to. You could do it just via Zoom. Mm-hmm. Either way is perfectly fine with it. They're going to be making four fused glasses for stir sticks and then four for appetizing skewers that you can put together for it. The deadline for registration is February 21st. To do the ones at home, what we would do is once we get individuals signed up for it, we'll contact you, let you know that the supplies is ready, come to the center, pick it up, bring your completed things home or back to 50 North, and then we will make sure that they get over to Jerry, and Jerry does her magic with them, and then you get to see your wonderful artwork with that.
Oh, cool.
And it's only, again, for non-members, $45 for non-members, for members, $35, and then if you're a platinum member at 50 North, it's $25 for that.
All right.
So not
good
too
deal.
Bad.
Yeah, and you get something for it as well.
Exactly, and it's actually fun. I've done a few of Jerry's classes, and it's just absolutely a blast to do.
All right. Yeah, she is a person that keeps active with that. No
Very
doubt
much
about
so.
It.
And does an amazing job at it, too.
All right. What else is happening?
Well, we have a lot of trips that are coming up also. On April 8th, right now, we will be going to the Sheldon in Red Wing. First, we'll be going to Liberty's in Red Wing. We'll have a nice brunch beforehand going over to the Sheldon, and we'll be seeing Colleen Ray, and Colleen Ray will be with the St. Croix River Orchestra, and she'll be doing a full two-hour sing-along that people can, you know, sing along to various different tunes and songs that she'll have available for that. Right now, we're still working on all the costs and so forth with that, but you're more than welcome to sign up with that once we get that going. And again, that's on April 8th. May 1st, we're looking at going down to the Little Theater in Owatonna. Beforehand, we'll be going to Cabela's for a little bit of shopping beforehand, and then go over to Olivia's Restaurant. I'm a patron of Olivia's Restaurant, one of the best places, I think, in the southern part of Minnesota for a home-cooked meal. They've got some great pies available, and they've got some great meatloaf also.
You know, I've heard of that place. I've never been there.
You've never been there?
I've never been there. I've heard a lot of good things about it,
but
I'm going to have to make it at some point.
Excellent meal. And then afterwards, they're going to be going to the Little Theater, and they'll be seeing Something Rotten is the show that they'll be seeing at the Little Theater. Right now, the cost for that is $70. And then on June 8th, we'll be going to the St. Paul Saints. They'll be going against the Rochester Red Wings. That's a 7-10 game, and it's only $55 for that. July 13th, we'll be going and seeing the Twins at the Target Stadium. And with that, they will be going against the Brewers, the ones that actually won the World Series last year. So hopefully the Twins can pull it off.
Hopefully we'll be playing baseball with the strike going on, or the lockout, going on now. So we're all knocking on wood here. We do have wood to knock on.
Yes. The nice thing is we're actually behind home plate on that one, or first plate on that one. So that will be excellent.
Oh, great seats. Yeah.
Yes. And that one is a 12-10 game. And if everything goes well, it'll be $72 for that game. And speaking of baseball, we do have a wonderful group through 50 North. It is our senior softball team, sponsored through 50 North. They practice right now currently at the Dundas Dome on Thursdays, 1 to 3. We're looking for women over the age of 45, men over the age of 60. You do not have to be an expert at baseball at all or softball whatsoever. You don't even have to have a glove. We can help you out with getting gloves, mitts, anything that you may need for that. Come out and enjoy the time with that. We're hoping in starting in April, we'll be actually going out to Seckler and having our games on Tuesdays and practice on Thursdays at 10 o'clock on both of those days for it. And then we'll be having a more of a definite schedule here pretty soon on where we'll be on those days, if we'll be here in Northfield or if we'll be in other locations such as Faribault, mm-hmm. which is one of the teams that we go against.
Ah, fun.
But that is an excellent, excellent, even if you're just a patron of softball, it's actually fun just to go out there and just watch it. It's just mm-hmm. a blast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, my playing days have been over for a few years now. Maybe I'll get back in at some point. I always played softball for many years and had fun doing it.
Excellent.
Haven't thought about doing it in a long time.
Well, we've got it going.
All right.
We'll be looking for your name on the roster here pretty
soon. All right. We'll see. All right. Is that it?
Well, we also have, mm-hmm. I always like to, as the fitness coordinator, I like to promote our 60-plus fitness classes. Now, we do have online classes and also in-person at 50 North. And then we also have hybrid classes. So a lot of our classes that we offer in-person at 50 North is actually Zoomed at the same time frame. So again, if you're feeling not comfortable coming into 50 North, or if it's one of those days you just want to stay in your pajamas and stay in a comfy, warm house just like on a day like today, you're more than welcome to do that and have a great workout at the same time frame for it.
Yeah, all right. Perfect. Greg, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated. Look forward to talking to you next month.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
All right. Once again, if you'd like more information on that, you can check out their website as well. 50 North is the name, Northfield's Senior Center and the NCRC. You're listening to the 195.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN. We've got Rich coming in just a couple of minutes. One last look at news update.
Attention, Northfield Pharmacy patients. Following the recent sale, all Northfield Pharmacy patients have been transferred to Walgreens. It's your health and your choice on where you fill your prescriptions. Sterling Pharmacy offers the same great service you've been used to at Northfield Pharmacy, and we're only 900 feet from your old pharmacy. Call Sterling at 507-645-4455 or visit us at yoursterlingpharmacy.com to transfer your prescriptions today. We look forward to meeting you.
Robbie.